delegation had two very important messages for the people and the government of Somalia. First of all, they recognized that the political, governance, security, and development challenges that Somalia faces are immense. And they all underlined their commitment in helping Somalia to address these very important issues. The second message the delegation had was that they were very confident that Somalia consolidate the progress that has been made in recent years and that there is much to build upon. They highlighted the fact that many of the indicators here in Somalia are finally pointing in the right direction. In fact, the Secretary General made reference to the fact that Somalia is at last waking up slowly from a long nightmare. There is much for Somalia to do. This is a pivotal time for the country. Al-Shabaab's power is declining, but it's not gone. The Secretary General congratulated the Somali National Army and AMISOM, the African Union forces, for the advances and the contributions that they are making to peace and stability in Somalia. And the Secretary General highlighted the importance now of delivering basic services in the areas that have been liberated from Al-Shabaab's influence.
Were there any financial commitment made by the Secretary General or announcement of any partnership?
I understand that the World Bank has made a number of commitments, but the commitments of the Secretary General and of the World Bank here in Somalia are long-term commitments. This is not just about a one-day visit. We are here on the ground working hand-in-hand with the Somali people to address some of the key issues that they face. Every day we are working here to help improve the security situation, to rebuild the state institutions so that finally the Somalis can take full control and full responsibility for building peace and stability for their own people.
We know that the Secretary General is now visiting the refugee camp of Dadaab in Kenya. Is there any hope, knowing that Somalia is now on the right track in the transition phase, that Somalian refugees in Dadaab will eventually return to Somalia?
Well, the Secretary General certainly highlighted the fact that the key indicators for Somalia are now pointing in the right direction. And that is encouraging, and that's something that we all welcome. Now, with the refugees, many refugees have already returned to Somalia, and they are playing an important role in helping to rebuild this country after so many decades of war. Now, the refugees that remain outside of the country, we would like to see them return, but their return has to be voluntary, and it has to be at a pace where Somalia is able to absorb the returnees and provide them with the basic life support systems that everybody needs, including schools, hospitals, food, etc. All of these must be in place for those refugees who do return.